Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, my name is Riley Batson. I'm a graduate of the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, August 8, 1838, the newspaper called The Barbadian offered a rather scathing commentary on the state of labor relations in the agricultural sector in the very early days of full emancipation. August 1, 1838 marked the first day that all the former enslaved people in the British colonies achieved full freedom. So the editorial came just a week later, and it offered a look at what the relationship between capital and labor was in the new social reality in Barbados, at least through the eyes of the editor of the newspaper. According to the piece, 1 week after full emancipation, many laborers abandoned the estates. The editorial reported that, quote, several most humane, kind-hearted, and liberal employers were being wholly deserted by the laborers, unquote. Furthermore, Bridgetown swarmed with these, quote, itinerant idlers, some walking about and looking as if they knew not what to do with themselves, unquote. Apparently, several of those that remained on the plantation were demanding what they were not given before, that is, wages, which the writer of the piece felt would be ruinous to the estate owner. Another area of concern was that the workers were not inclined to enter into contracts with the planters, lest they be relegated to some form of enslavement again, perhaps unsurprising considering their previous experience under the just-ended apprenticeship system. The editorial described the situation as, quote, a most deplorable state of things, unquote, and demanded that something must be done quickly to address the issue. It suggested that the planters must co-opt the island's governor to intervene and use the authority and prestige of his office to persuade the recalcitrant workers to return to the status quo. The newspaper did not report if this was done. However, 3 days later, on August 11th, it did report that there was little preparation of the grounds of several estates for that season's provisions and corn crops. Other estates were under beautiful cultivation, as it was described. Also, the newspaper pointed out that 30,000 hogsheads of sugar had been produced out of the crop raised during the last year of the apprenticeship system, which had been much despised by the laborers, and which the newspaper said was proof that the said laborers had worked then as, quote, good servants, unquote. It was anticipated that the 1839 crop would fall short because of unattended grounds. According to the paper, in the laborers' first full year of freedom, they, or at least many of them, were demonstrating, quote, such ingratitude and such unworthy conduct, unquote. The editor also expressed bewilderment that the offer of money was not enough to encourage the freedmen to greater industry. Perhaps the most telling of the thoughts and feelings of the writer were his final comments on the issue, in which he begged the laborers to, quote, not throw off their old and real friends, the employers who have taken care of them from infancy and have extended comforts and privileges in a state of slavery which were denied to free men in other parts of the world, unquote.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.